Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. A brief update on the Kyle Rittenhouse story. New amendment, a new info in. Rittenhouse's lawyer now claims that it was somebody in the police that he knows who said it would be a good idea not to file the new address. That doesn't cut it. The police don't advise on that. The DA advises on that, and the DA must know where he is. Right now, they don't know where he is. That is just plain wrong. You don't have a guy who bumped off a few people, charged with homicide, and you don't know where he is because you let him out on $2 million bail. Prosecutor wants to add some more bail, $200,000. That's a chump change, not to Kyle Rittenhouse personally, but to his donors. That's what's going on down there. This has become politicized and it's wrong. It's a homicide. We're going to California. California has a governor named Gavin Newsom, Democrat. He's a good guy, very, very tough job. California is one of the top seven economies in the world, just California itself. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. COVID is killing him. He's had a variety of mask orders, a variety of stay-at-home orders, doing his best to contain it. Everybody, nobody likes whatever you do. If you don't have a stay-at-home, they yell at you. If you do have one, they yell at you. The Republicans decided to use this as a stalking horse, as a Trojan horse to recall him. Takes 1.5 million votes, 1.5 million signatures of voters to put a recall on the ballot. They've already collected 1.2 million. They only need 300,000 more. And they've got a month. They've got a month. So it looks like it's ridiculous. There's no basis for it, but it looks like it will get put on the ballot. There's a guy named Kevin Falconer. It's an odd spelling, F-A-U-L-C-O-N-E-R, former mayor of San Diego, who's announced against him. So it looks like right in the middle of his term, Gavin Newsom is going to be running against Kevin Falconer, unless somehow they blow it and don't get enough signatures in the next month, which I don't expect they will blow it. So in a poll, the majority of Californians don't want a recall. They're satisfied with Newsom. He has a tough job. He's doing a good job. The rap on Newsom, and this has happened with others as well. The rap on Newsom is he puts in a stay-at-home order and, he's shutting down this and that. And then I think it was a birthday. He goes for a dinner at a restaurant with nine other people. Okay. None of them had COVID. I don't know if they're family members or friends. That's something that was technically not advised or perhaps even permitted by his order. He did it. And when somebody basically contravenes his own order, that very correctly ticks people off. I get it. But then you have to decide, is that worth then yanking a fairly effective governor and putting in Kevin Falconer, whom no one knows? I know a little of him. I don't know him personally. He's bad news. He's very bad news. Republican. He's a Republican mayor of San Diego. Typical Republican stuff. The Republicans out there who have done well are people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arnold, the Terminator, guys like that have a little moxie. Arnold was married to one of the Kennedy relatives. Arnold was very, very moderate. He's probably center left. So if you're going to have a Republican, you might as well have Arnold Schwarzenegger. But this guy, Kevin Falconer, is a lot more like Pete Wilson back in the early 90s. And other Republicans. And I'm not talking, in the old days, it was Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon, one of them governor and one of them senator, Governor Ronald Reagan, Senator Richard Nixon of California. Then they went through this period of Pete Wilson types who did a very bad job and they just were very bland. And that's what Kevin Falconer would be like. Gavin Newsom's a breath of fresh air. He made a very good Senate appointment when Kamala Harris left to become vice president, and he's kept the state together. So, but here's what's going to happen. I think he wins. Majority of people don't want a recall, but an election is a barometer. An election is a thermometer. Election sort of takes the temperature as a snapshot in time of how people are feeling. And California is big enough. It's not just going to be about California. It'll be a referendum on Biden so far, even though he's only been at it a couple of weeks, about the COVID-19 bailout package, about Marjorie Taylor Greene, about what the Republican Party offers. And I think it's a useful snapshot. And I think that usually the common wisdom is that when you get a newly elected president in the first set of elections that are regularly scheduled after he's been in office, they lose some seats. People like divided government, but that's 2 years from now. That is November of 2022. They weren't talking about a recall election in California just months after Biden got in. So the Democratic Party is kicking into high gear. Gavin Newsom has a lot of friends. They're all kicking into high gear. Kevin Falconer is a cipher. He's a non-entity. He's never done anything really in his life. He got himself elected mayor of San Diego. I like San Diego. I have relatives in San Diego, nieces and nephews. But have you ever heard of the guy? I've never heard of him before this happened. So it's going to be a non-entity Republican. Are they preferred in California to Gavin Newsom because he had stay-at-home orders, which he lifted and then put back, according to expert advice. But he went to a dinner with 10 people at one time when that was contrary to what had been ordered. Okay, we'll see what happens. But I think it's much more important what the issues are. And what's really important is going to be how this is seen or not seen as a referendum on what the Democratic Party is doing around the country, having won the Senate, won the House in the last election, and also won the presidency. One more, we talked about START. We talked about START 2, 5-year extension. Putin is starting to act erratically. Vladimir Putin, now that he no longer has a sycophant in as the American president, he's now jailing reporters for retweeting jokes about him and for reporting on the protests on the jailing of Alexei Navalny, his principal opposition leader. Now, jailing people for jokes, believe it or not, in Thailand, if you insult the royal family, you can get life in prison. You know, in Britain, they have a royal family and everybody in the tabloids, they write whatever they want. And, you know, it's a democracy. They don't throw you in jail. Thailand, they'll throw you in for life. And there was one eminent journalist, a woman, and she's a middle-aged woman in her 50s or 60s. And she simply published something that said that, well, she didn't think that having a king was a good idea. You should have a democracy. She got charged and she got, she was given 83 years in prison and she's in her 50s. That would put her to 140s and that ain't going to happen. Then they reported, you can't talk to her. Nobody knows what she says, that she pled guilty. And she pled guilty by having her prison sentence cut in half in Thailand to 43 years. So a 50, 60-year-old woman said, oh, that's a good deal. 43 years, I can do that standing on my head. I'll be 105 when I get out. I don't think so. I don't think she pled guilty. And that's why you have countries that culturally are backward and they're never going to improve when you have stuff like that in. Well, Putin, the commie Ruskies, once Gorbachev and Yeltsin took them away from communism, Yeltsin especially, they started open up in the 90s. Then Putin got in 20 years ago, and he's nothing more than a commie Rusky assassin. And he's putting them back. You start jailing reporters for retweeting jokes about Putin and for even reporting on the protests about Alexei Navalny. You are dragging your country back into a very, very bad shoals. You really are. And, you know, one of the things, remember, they hacked into our computers back about 8 or 9 months ago, and SolarWind, and we didn't even know it. We didn't even know it. And a lot of Fortune 500 companies used it, and they got into our business, and they put bounties on our troops in Afghanistan. Remember that? All that stuff. And Trump was afraid of Putin because he'd been blackmailed over the pervert video, steel video, and $400 million that he borrowed from somewhere and he won't tell anybody where it was from. Well, now you have a guy that's not going to put up with that. And one way to get back at him, and this has never been reported, but by ginning up protests. Remember, they can get in our business, in our face, on Facebook with fake stuff. We have ways of ginning up their crowds too. And the one thing Putin fears is not going to be nuclear weapons, not be the United States. But if he gets enough people in enough areas of the country that want him out, he's got to be careful every time he brushes his teeth and somebody walks up behind him. That's the kind of society they have. So stand by. It's very, very bad stuff over there. Very, very bad stuff. But Biden is the guy to get under control. Speaking of Biden, the Biden administration has asked for a 30-day extension to decide what action to take in the lawsuit for Trump's tax returns. Now, to go back, under Trump, his Treasury said, yeah, we have the tax returns. We're not going to give it to Congress. And the Dems, and now Biden, they filed the suit saying we're entitled to them under the law. They're entitled to them under the law. They can see anybody's tax returns as they form tax policy. Really, what they want to find out is, where do you get the $400 million? Which are the LLCs that lend it to them? Are they frauds? Is there money laundering? Now Biden has asked for 30 days to decide what to do in that lawsuit. And that concerns me, and I'm going to tell you why. Some people in Biden's administration think, well, we don't want to look like we're persecuting the guy that just left. He's bad news. He's out there. But this is not Asia, not Africa, not jihadist culture. We don't go after the guys that preceded us. The problem is, if the guy that preceded you is a criminal, in a democracy, you have to. And maybe you leave it to prosecutors and not you. But it is absolutely wrong to drop the request for the tax returns. Mueller took a dive in the Mueller inquiry. He didn't ask for them. He didn't ask for them. Nobody has done anything on him. I'll be very disappointed if the Biden administration drops the demand for the tax returns. That's not just retaliation. That is just common sense. Where did the money come from? Why is he subservient to Putin? Very, very important issue. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.